We're starting here on the topic of Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara just had concluded looking for the Azhara for Shchutei Chutz. That was missing. We had an Azhara and an Onesh when it came to Ma'aleh B'chutz. We had an Onesh when it came to Shchita B'chutz. What we were missing was the Azhara. The conclusion of the Gemara was two possibilities. One possibility is that of Rabbi Yochanan, which is the Gzer Sheva of Hava Hava. And the other possibility was brought by Ravo, which is the Gzer Sheva of Rabbi Yonah, which is the Gzer Sheva of Sham Sham. So that's how we solved the problem of finding Nazara for Shchutei Chutz. Now, three lines down on Kuzayin Amud Aleph, it says, Ashkechan Mukterei Pnim Shealan B'chutz. We found the situation in which the Behema was Shechted B'fnim, and then later was taken V'ma'aleh Oto B'chutz. Gemara wants to know now, Mukterei Chutz Shealan B'chutz Minayin. But the case of where the Shechita was done outside the Mikdash, and then the Halah was also done outside the Mikdash, Minayin. How do we know that that's the case? Because when we have the situation over here where it says, El petach o moed lo hevi'o, or El petach moed lo yivieno, which is the case by the halah, that means that something that's ra'ui, le petach o moed, or something that's ra'ui le petach o moed needs to be, have a shechita inside the o moed. Then it can go outside, and then it's ra'ui le petach o moed, but it's been done outside. Here, where it's mufka le gamre, because the shechita was even done on the outside, how do we know in that case that the halah is also problematic? Amar of Kahano, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Ve'aleihem tomar al hasmuchim tomar." So, "aleihem tomar" is found. It's the first pasuk in the section of Ma'aleh B'chutz in Vayikra Perek Yud Zayin. The first psukim Aleph through Zayin are dealing with Shchutei Chutz. Then Chet and Tet are dealing with Ma'aleh B'chutz. The pasuk Chet begins, "Ve'aleihem tomar ish ish mi Beit Yisrael." So, "Ve'aleihem" here we have said tomar al hasmuchim tomar. If you look in Rashi at the end of the Rashi there by "aleihem," it says, Ba'alehem Karinan with an ayin, rather than saying, which is Ba'alehem Tomar, which is to them, you should say, rather than it's Alehem on them. And what's the case, Alehem? Alehem, the last pasuk in Pasuk Zayin beforehand, is talking about the case of Shchutei Chutz. So the case of Shchutei Chutz, Alehem, on them, or about them, you are saying, don't do Halah B'chutz. So that's how he's learning it. That the previous section, which dealt with Shchutei Chutz, is the introduction to this section of Ma'aleh B'chutz. Ve'alehem, about that Shchutei Chutz, don't also do Halah B'chutz. So that's the first limud. The question, which is obvious, is Matkif lo Rovo Miktiv Valehem. It's not written with an ayin, right? It says Valehem Ktiv. It doesn't say about them Alehem with an ayin, but it says Alehem with an aleph, which means to them. So how could you darshan that? Look at the Tano Beri Rabbi Shmuel. The answer is like this: Ve'alehem Tomar Larei Parshiot. You have a vav that begins the pasuk. Instead, it doesn't say Alehem Tomar. It says Va'alehem Tomar. The vav is a vav of chibur, and that's ma'arev the parshiot. That brings or joins the parshiot together, so that the parsha of Shchutei Chutz, which is before, is now joined to the parsha of Ma'aleh B'chutz afterwards, which means that the Ma'aleh B'chutz is even in an instance where the Shchutei Chutz was done. So not only when the Shchita was done bifnim, which is Ve'al Petach O Moed Lo Hevi'enu, but also in an instance where it was Shchutei Chutz. And then he does Ma'aleh B'chutz, he also will be chayav in that instance. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Atya Hava Hava. So they uses the Gzer Shava, that was the Gzer Shava that we used before for the Azhara, that we use that same Gzer Shava. Ma'aleh Halan Mukterei Chutz, Avkan Mukterei Chutz. So just like the Hava, Ve'al Petach Omoed Lo Hevi'o, which is written by Shchutei Chutz, is talking about Shchita that was done outside, so too, Ve'al Petach Omoed Lo Yivienu, which is talking about the Halah B'chutz, that Hava Hava would tell us that the Ma'aleh B'chutz includes a case of Shchutei Chutz. And therefore, the Gemara now has a conclusion that you're chayav not only when the Shchita is done bifnim and the Halah B'chutz, but even when the Shchita is done b'chutz, the Halah B'chutz is also chayav in that case. Kal v'chomer, you need a chomer. But yes, you're tersiba there. There's more reason to make you chayav when you're bifnim because it's el petach omoed lo hevienu. So if the requirement is that it's ra'oi bifnim, that's yuter ra'oi. So the kal v'chomer won't work in that direction. Is a matkif la ravivi. Hadetnan, what about our Mishnah and Kritot that says, Shloshim v'sheish Kritot b'Torah? There are 36 Kritot in the Torah. Tzlatin v'shav avion. There really should be 37 now. Dika amale v'amale. Because now you have two ma'ales that are chayav karet. There's ma'ale b'chutz when the shkit shvitas bifneim, you're chayav karet. And there's mala b'chutz, when the shvita is b'chutz, you're also chayav karet. So why does the Mishnah only enumerate 36 and not 37? The Gemara leaves us at a kasha. So the obvious answer to the question would have been that it mentions mala b'chutz. Mala chutz means every manifestation of mala b'chutz, you're chayav karet. The two different manifestations of it. One is reshchita bifneim, and one is reshchita b'chutz. So Rashi asks that question. He says, well, there also in that list is enumerated Shabbos and Avodah Zorah. Shabbos has 39 kritut involved with it for each of the melachot. Avodah Zorah has 4 that are involved with it, and yet there it only enumerates them as 1. So this should be the exact same thing. It should fit right into that category. Maleh should just be their number of manifestations of karet. We're giving you the general category. So Gemara there asks the question, and it says by Shabbos and Avodah Zorah, it says that they speak about it bimkoman. Kritut isn't the place for Shabbos. There's another location where we speak about Shabbos, and there we enumerate the 39 melachot in Klal Gadol and Shavi and Shabbos, Avodah Zarah. We also do in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. We also enumerate the 4 different kritot that are associated with Avodah Zarah. The problem here with Mala B'chutz is we never have a place where it enumerates them. Where is there a Mishnah that mentions the fact that Mala B'chutz is 2 manifestations that we don't have? Now, truthfully, our Mishnah in a backwards type of way does, because there's a machlokus between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that only when you do Shechita Bifnim is Mala B'chutz Chayav, but if you do Shechita B'chutz, then Mala B'chutz is not Chayav. And the Chachamim respond, why? What do you mean? Why is it any different? When you do Shechita Bifnim and you take it out, it's Pasul. You do the Shechita B'chutz, it's Pasul. Why should that make a difference? So the Chachamim will argue, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili clearly believe that Mala B'chutz is Chayav, whether the Shechita is Bifnim or Shechita B'chutz. But since it's not explicit, Rashi says that's why the Gemara is demanding that it be written in the Mishnah. So that's why it differs from Shabbos of Orizara, and that's why over here the Gemara leaves us a kasha that it really should have been 37. It should have been enumerated separately in the Mishnah and Kritot. Now we just completed this little section on the Mala B'chutz. Now the Gemara wants to know the subsequent Mishnayot in our Perek, where it says Bazorek Miktzat Damim B'chutz Chayav. Person who does Zrikat Adam B'Miktzat B'chutz is Chayav. How do we know that? Where from the Psukim do we have that? The Psukim don't talk about Zrikat Adam. The Psukim talk about Shkita, and they talk about Halah. Where is that from? So now we're going to have a machloker between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva that's going to continue until the bottom of this Amud, and they're basically going to darshan the Psukim that we have in Parash, in Vayikra, in Parak Yudzayin, and they're going to go back and forth about exactly what they darshan from each of the words that we have there. I have a chart that lays out for them exactly what they hold by each of them, so you can print it out and see it. So now here we have Raditznan, Azarek Miktatamim B'chutz Chayav Minolon, Nafgale Miditanya. Right out of the bright, Dam Yechashev Lerabot Hazorek Divrei Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Kiva Omar Ozavach Lerabot Et Hazorek. So here's our first machlok between them. Where do we know that Zrikat Adam is Chayav B'chutz? So Rabbi Yishmael says it comes from the Pasuk Ve'al Petach Omoed Bo Hevi'o Arkiv Karban Hashem Lifnei Mishkan Hashem Dam Yechashev Leishahu Dam Shafach Benichriyat Eishahu Mikrev Amo. So Rabbi Yishmael says that Dam Yechashev Dam Shafach teaches us that even Miksa Tamim, when you do Zrikat Adam B'chutz, you're included in the karet. In the karet that's associated with Shkut Echutz, but you're included, it's subsumed under the category of Shkut Echutz. In another places where the Gemara is found, it uses, it says Dam Yechashev Dam Shafach. It's not just Dam Yechashev, but it's Dam Yechashev Dam Shafach, which makes sense. The Shvichat Damim, Dam Yechashev will be problematic for this individual. So that's where Rabbi Shmuel learns it out from. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, that's Pasuk Dalet. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, learns it out of Pasuk Chet, the Pasuk we just quoted before. Va'alehem Tomar, Ish Ish Mi Beit Yisrael Men Ager Sheyar Gur B'tocham, Asher Ya'ale Ola O Zavach. So the O here is a Riboy. That O of a Riboy comes to be Rabot Zrikat Adam. Rabbi Kiva is using a Pasuk from Ha'alah, Ha'alah B'chutz. So Rabbi Kiva says that Zrikat Adam is subsumed under the category of Ha'alah B'chutz. This is going to come up on the second half of the daf today, that there's going to be a nafkamina between them. Rabbi Shmuel's Pasuk for Zrikat Adam is found by Shchut Echutz, and Rabbi Kiva's Pasuk is found by Ha'alah B'chutz. So that'll be a nafkamina, what happens if you violate both of them, and that will get to in the second half of today's daf. The Gemara continues, and now this Gemara is going to go through. What did each of them do with the other one's pasuk? Rabbi Shmuel, Hai Ozavach, my Avidle. He needs it lechalek. He needs it lechalek. Now, this is not classic lechalek. Lechalek, other places in Chas, means that you have multiple violations. Lechalek will come to divide them up and separate gufot, so that they are actually different violations of the Isur. Over here, the lechalek is just the pasuk reads like this: Asher Yale Ola Ozavach. Ola is an Ola, Zavach is a Shlamim. So you would have thought, you're only chayav if you're male b'chutz, both in Ola and the Zavach and the Shlamim. So the O is the chalek to tell you that it's either in Ola or Shlamim, either one of them will be mechayev you. So you're shaking your head, Tosos asks your question, it's machokas, other places in Shas, Rabbi Yochanan Meish Lakish, it's a machokas tanaim also, it's Rabbi Oshia, I don't remember the second Tana there, that whenever the Torah says something stam, do we assume it's a single unit until the Torah divides it? Or do we automatically assume when the Torah makes an enumeration of some sort, that each one is an individual statement? We had this before with Ish Imov Aviv Tiro. So Imov Aviv is that you have to do both. In order to be in violation, you have to have Imov Aviv. Or is Imov one, Aviv another, and each one's an independent violation. Do we need the Torah to spell out for us that the Chalek? So Tosus points out over here that this is according to the Deya that you need to be Mechalek, which is against the way we paskin, and against the way that Rova paskins. Rabbi paskin like Rabbi Oshia, that you don't need Ola Chalek. Our Gemara seems to be going with the one who says that you need a specific pasuk to tell you that it's Ola O Zavach to be Mechalek, that otherwise you would have assumed it was Ola and Zavach, even though that's not the easiest way to read the pasuk. That's what Rabbi Shmuel does with the O Zavach of Rabbi Akiva. So then Rabbi Akiva, the Chalek min Ola, where does he know that from? Nafkalei from the next pasuk, which says Melo Yivi Enu. So the pasuk here ends with Asher Yale Ola U Zavach. The next pasuk is Lo yivienu. Yivienu is in the singular. So lo yivienu is in the singular, then if it's referencing back to the previous pasuk of Ola Zavach, that means Ola or Zavach. If it was Ola and Zavach, it should have been in the plural form. Since it's not in the plural form, we know that it's lechalek. So that's Rabbi Akiva's limud for lechalek. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with lo yivienu? Rabbi Shmuel needs that for ala shalem hu chayav ve'enu chayav ala chaser. He learns out of lo yivienu that you're only chayav when you bring the entirety of the animal, entirety of the karban and your makrivit bachutz. If it's missing a part, or one of the limbs is missing a piece, then it's not classified as being a hakrova. So you need to have it the shalem. Rabbi Shmuel learns out of lo yivienu al shalem chukayav enu chayav al chaser. Then Rabbi Akiva, where's Rabbi Akiva learn that out? Nafkilem in the next two words in that puzzle, which is lasot oto. Peder omei lo yivienu lasot oto. Oto means lasot oto means to do the whole thing, the entirety. Al shalem chukayav l'ashem nichvet yishu ma'av. So then, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with lasot oto? Rabbi Akiva nafkilem lasot oto. Rabbi Shmuel chad so Rabbi Shmuel differentiates between something that was shechted bifnim, then was missing a part of the beima, and then brought outside. So I need one of them to tell me that has to be shalem, and if it's not shalem, it doesn't work. The other one teaches me in a case where he's maktir b'chutz, in a case where he does the akhtara b'chutz, and then he does the ala b'chutz, but between the shechita b'chutz and the ala b'chutz, it's missing something. It loses something. Now which one of them is more obvious? Rabbi Shmuel is requiring both of them. Which one is more obvious? Something's a little bit counterintuitive, but it turns out that the one outside is more obvious. That the one where the shechita is done outside and the Allah is done b'chutz, over there everybody agrees. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree that there, if it's mechusar, if it's missing a piece, then you're not chayav ver male b'chutz. But when it comes to the inside, when it comes to that which is shechted bifnim, it's going to take on some of the dinim bifnim. What's the din bifnim? The din bifnim is if you put a korban on the mizbeach and then poku, it shot off the mizbeach, somehow came off the pyre, came off the mizbeach. There's an obligation to return it to the mizbeach, even if it's a small limb, even if it's a part of the behema. So that indicates to you that bifnim, that even a small portion, even a part of the behema, part of the korban is chashuv. Since it's chashuv bifnim, maybe also bachutz. When you did the shechita bifnim, you take it outside, you don't need a shalem anymore. So long comes Rabbi Shmuel and says, I have two limudim. I have the first limud, which teaches me a case of shechita bachutz, chaser, and then mala bachutz, that's not chayav. I have a second limud to teach me, and this is the chiddush, that he says that even when the shechita was done bifnim, and there's significance to a smaller portion of the karban, nevertheless, when you go out to do it b'chutz, you have to have the shalem and not chaser. Rabbi Kiva doesn't have that second pasuk. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva says you are chayav for chaser when you did shechita bifnim, and then you're male b'chutz. And that's what we're going to see now, which is the Gemara is going to spell this out. Bahatanya, Hatanya is b'nichuta. This is Rabbi Shmuel's position. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yachol mukturei bifnim shechaseru ve'alu b'chutz chayav. I would think that which the shechita was done bifnim, and then they were missing something. And then they were put outside. Chayav tamadomar lasot oto to do it. Ala shalem chayav enu chayav ala chaser. V'Rabbi Akiva mukdrei pnim shechesru ve'alu b'chutz chayav. That's what he believes. Rabbi Akiva believes or disagrees with him in this instance that mukdrei pnim you are chayav even if you don't have the shalem. So he only needs one pasuk here to teach us that. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel requires two limudim in order to teach us that. one for Shkita Bifnim and one for Shkita Bachutz. For Rabbi Akiva, hi Dam Yechashev, it goes back to the beginning. Back to the beginning where Rabbi Shmuel used Dam Yechashev to teach about Zrika Dam. What does Rabbi Akiva do with Dam Yechashev? Ma'avile. Rabot Shkitata Of. That comes to include Shkitat Ha'of, which is an important din. We learned this earlier in the Masechta, that when it comes to Shchutei Chutz by an Of, the only time you are Chayav is if you do Shchita. Even though Bifnim, the only way that the Of would be Kasher would be Melika. Nevertheless, Bachutz, the only thing you're Chayav for is Shchita. So that what comes to the Rabot Shchitat Ha'of. Rabbi Shimon Afile, where does he learn that out from? He learns that out me, O Asher Yishchat. So then he learns out from there, O Asher Yishchat, the additional Yishchat there, teaches him about Shchita at Ha'of. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with that O Asher Yishchat? Kivam Lacha, O Mibayle, Ala Shochet Hu Chayav, Velo Ala Molek. And that's the din. The din is that only b'shchita of b'chutz are you chayav, but malika of b'chutz. Even though that's the way you should have done it b'fnim, you are not chayav. So this is a miut. O asher yishchat means only shchita and nothing else. Well, where's Rabbi Shmuel going to learn that out from? Rabbi Shmuel nafkilei mizeh hadavar. From zeh hadavar is the pasuk in the beginning of the parsha of shchutei chutz. It says, "Dabel aron v'anav v'kol yisrael v'matalehem zeh hadavar." Only this way are you chayav and no other way. What does it mean this way? With shchita, you are not chayav when it comes to milika. Titania. And he has a breita. We have a breita that supports that position of Rabbi Shmuel. How is Rabbi Shmuel? Asher yishchat. What do you do with that? Ein li ala shochet beim ashachat of minalon. Where do I know shchat of? Tomelo marsha. Oh, asher yishchat. Yochol af hamoleik vidinu. And would make a kabachomer. Mashchita de in herchshira bifnim. Chayav. Shchita, which wouldn't work if you did it bifnim. On the outside, you're chayav. Milika shederach herchshira bifnim. That's the way you do it bifnim, and that would qualify as el petach omeid lo ibiyo inudin shuchayav tamalomar zadavar. That's the limit of Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Kiva Malacha how mi baile the gzeres shabbat. That zadavar Rabbi Kiva uses for gzeres shabbat, nothing to do with our limud. It's the Gemara in Baba Batra and the Nedarim. It learns out gzeres shabbat. Gzeres shabbat is between shchutei chutz and the parsha of Nedarim, because the parsha of Nedarim only says Rashi matot bnei Israel, and over here it says the Bel Aron uvanav velkol bnei Israel. So there is a gzeres shabbat between them to bring some of the dinim of Shchutei Chutz to the Parsha of Nedarim, and some of the dinim of Parsha Nedarim to the Parsha of Shchutei Chutz, dealing with a Yochid Mumche versus all of Bnei Israel. Those are the limudim that are found in Baba Batra and in Nedarim. Not relevant to our sugya, but that's what he does with Zeh Adavar. So here you have a layout of all the psukim and all the limudim that you have with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore we have here a number of dinim that we wanted to learn. One of them is that we wanted to, which we start out, which is we wanted to learn that Zrikat Adamim B'miktzat. You do Zrika Dadamim, meaning if you do a single matana bachutz, that you should be chayav. Where do we know that from? Why is a single matana sufficient? Because bifnim, what is ma'akev? A single matana dam is ma'akev bifnim, so that's enough bachutz. How do we know that? So that depends. Rabbi Shmuel says we learn that out of dam yechashev. Rabbi Kiva says we learn that out of ozavach. We had the other din, which is lechaleik. We needed to know that zevach and ola are separated. That Rabbi Shmuel learns out of ozavach. Rabbi Kiva learns that out of lo yivienu, the singular form of lo yivienu. The next thing we want to learn out is al shalemu chayav. So Shalemu Chayav, Rabbi Shmuel learns that out of Lo Yivienu, and Rabbi Akiva learns it out of Lasot Oto. Then we had a second Ala Shalem Chayav, which is the case of Durei Pnim, Shechisru. That Rabbi Shmuel learns it out of Lasot Oto of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a limud because he doesn't believe you are Patur in that case. He believes you're Chayav, so he doesn't need a miut in that case. The last two things we learned is the Chayav of Shchita Dov. Where do you know the Chayav of Shchita Dov? Rabbi Shmuel learns that out of O Asher Yishchat. Rabbi Akiva learns that out of Dam Yechashev. And then we had Liftor Al Malika Dov. Rabbi Yishmol learns that out of Zeh Adavar, and Rabbi Kiva learns that out of O Asher Yishchat. And that'll take care of all the limudim that we have over here. The extra limud that Rabbi Akiva has is Zeh Adavar, he uses for Gzeira Shava for a different issue altogether. Gemara continues. Hadetnan, that we have in a Mishnah further on. A komets, gam mekabel damim b'chutz patur, which you had just asked before. Wait a minute, what about mekabel damim? We have a Mishnah that tells us that a komets and mekabel damim b'chutz is patur. Minolon, how do we know that it's true? How would you know to be mechayiv them? Meaning that if you want to say here they're patur, that means that you would have assumed they're chayav. All the Torah talks about is shchutei chutz and male b'chutz. Why would you have a meaning to include them? Where it says, teite mishchita. Let's learn it out from shchita. Just like shchita is an avodah, and you're chayav. So to hear, mikabel and komet should be chayav. So when it says, mal shchita, shchin nifselet shlo lochlim bepesach. Shchita is a chumrah, which one allows you to learn from it, is that by korban pesach, if you're not ra'ui la'achila, then you cannot bring the korban pesach. Korban pesach has a ikuv in it, an ikov which does not allow you to shech the korban pesach on an individual who cannot consume it. So that's a chumrah that is unique to the aspect of shechita. Now, why is it only, it should be true of all the avodot in the korban pesach that we have a miut for. The Gemara in Psachim tells us that the shechita l'chuda, there's a psul of machshevet ochlim. Outside of that, there is no psul of machshevet ochlim. So only in shechita, if you have that unique mamad by the korban pesach, which is that if you do it, shechita, when it's for individuals who cannot consume the korban pesach, it doesn't work. If you did kabbalat adam like that, no problem. But therefore, only shechita, and shechita has that chumrah, so you can't learn out of shechita to the other avodot. So Rashi says, all right, teite mizrika. We just remember Rabbi Zrikat Adam. So let's include Zrikat Adam. Mal Zrika Shekin Zar Chayiv Aleh Mita. Wait a minute. Zrikat Adam has a Chumrah associated with it, which is that if a Zar performs Zrika, then he's Chayav Mita. That's not true by Kmitza and Kabbalat Adam, because there we need Avodah Tama. V'lo Avodah Sheyesh Acharei Avodah. So since it's not parallel to Zrika, we cannot include them. They're different than Shechita, and they're different than Zrika. If you don't have a specific limud to include them, why would you include them? We're talking about shkutei chutz and halat b'chutz. Where are you going to include them from? So Gemara says, tete b'mein haya. Let's include them from a tzad ha-shaveh shebehen. Let's include them from both shechita and zrika. Imkein, the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, lo yomar zrika. Then why should the Torah write zrika at all? Betete mishchita. I'm going to skip the two words, betete b'minaya, because I think it's probably not the right gersa here. Simkein lo yomar zrika, betete mishchita. Then they should learn out zrika from shchita. Why do you need zrika at all to be written? Mal shchita, shkensin yishvitzela shalol hashem ochlim bepesach. Wait a minute, you can't learn zrika out of shchita, because shchita is a chumra about that it's pasul, shalol hashem ochlim by the pesach. So tete me'ahala. Oh, yosef halo b'chutz. Hala works by a mincha, which you don't have. There is no such thing of zrikat adam when it comes to a mincha. So Allah has a chumrah. So I have shchita b'chutz. Hala b'chutz, I know you're chayav. I'm trying to learn zrika out of these two. Each one of them has a chumrah, so I can't learn out of them. So let's say, b'teite b'minaya. Let's learn out from a tzad ha-shaveh shebehen between the hala and shchita. Where it says, inochanami, it would work. So that's why the pasuk tells us, either according to Rabbi Kiva, it tells us by Ozavach, or according to Rabbi Shmuel, tells us by Dam Yechashev, the Torah went ahead and wrote it. Well, we could have learned it out of it, Tzad HaShavah Sheben. Well, why didn't we learn it out of Tzad HaShavah Sheben and the Torah wrote it? To come to teach you. You're not allowed to learn a Tzad HaShavah here in this din. So, in Ochanami, Zrikat Adam could have come out of Tzad HaShavah between Shechita and Halah. Shechita and Halah each have a Chumrah, but they're different Chumrot. So, if you put them together, the common denominator between them is that they're an Avodah and you're Chayav. So too by Zrika, you should have an Avodah and you should be Chayav. You could have learned that, but then the Torah went out of its way, and we saw from Mishmur Akiva, they have a specific pasuk to include it. Why did the Torah write a pasuk? To teach you, don't be darshaning that way in Shechutei Chutz and Halav Chutz. So now you come back to the case of Kabbalat Adam and Kmitza, that they should be Chayav B'chutz. We couldn't learn out of Shechita by itself. We couldn't learn out of Zrika by itself, or Halav by itself. Each one of them has a Chumrah. But in Ochanami, Mibbenayo, you could have learned it. Mitzad HaShavah Shehen, you could have learned it. Because the common denominator between them is that you have an Avodah, and an Avodah that you're Chayav for B'chutz. The Gemara comes along and says you can't do that. Because unless the pasuk specifically includes it, it's not included in this case because you are mufka from that limud in this parsha because of the way the Torah handles Zrikat Adam. So, Amar Rabbi Abahu. So now coming back to, I mentioned this when we had the limudim originally between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The source for Zrikat Adam from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is going to make a difference. The source for Rabbi Shmuel is found in Shchutei Chutz. The source for Rabbi Kiva is found in Halah B'chutz. So, Amar Rabbi Abahu. Shachat v'zarak. Someone in a single halem did both shechita and zrika the dam b'chutz. The divrei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you only chayav achat. Why are you chayav achat? Because the limud for zrika is found in shechutei chutz. So you only have one karet that's written there. The divrei Rabbi Akiva, chayav shtayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, you chayav shtayim because where's the source for zrika the dam according to Rabbi Akiva? It's in halav b'chutz. So therefore, shechutei chutz is one karet. Halav b'chutz, which has in it, zrika the chutz is a separate karet. So in chayav two chayav shtayim, you chayav two karbanot. If you do be'alam echad, Bayi says no. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, you only chayav achat. Oh, what did we just say? We just said that one's found in halah, the other one is shechita. They should be separate. He says no, but you forgot about the pasuk in Devarim. Damar Kora, the pasuk says in Devarim sham taseh. So that we read yesterday is the Rabbi Yonas gzer shava, which is kim ba makom hashem v'chay hashem b'chad shvetecha sham taleh olutecha v'sham taseh kol hashem anochi mitzaveka. So sham taleh, and sham ta'aseh. There are only two different things here. There's ola, hala, and there's ta'aseh, asiya. Asiya creates a single category called asiya. And that's what Abaye says over here. Damakar sham ta'aseh, hakatuba san kulan avuda achat. The Torah categorizes all of adult as one asiya. They're all considered to be one category and one halam and one violation. So even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, or has a limud for zrikat adam from a separate location than shechita, nevertheless, since the Torah and Devarim combines and calls all of them an asiya, a single asiya, that means that you're only in one violation. Even if you did shechita and zrika, there's only a single violation here of asiya. Only thing Abai is pointing out is that the Torah, in talking about the other avodot, categorizes them into a single entity called asiya. Since it categorizes them as a single entity, even if you violate both of them, it's only one violation, the violation of asiya.
If you do
behelam echad, you only be chayav once. Here with behelam, a single forgetting, you do multiple shechitot, you only chayav once, because you did the same violation under the same forgetting. In other places, we have sometimes shnei gufei, dealing about two individuals, two people, there's machlokus and kritut, whether that separates, makes it into a separate violation. Alright, so now the Gemara continues. What about the other way around? Zarak vehala. He does zrikat adam and he does male b'chutz. So now that the outcome should be the exact opposite. The Dibur of Yishmael chayiv shtayim. According to Yishmael, you chayiv shtayim. Why? Because the hala b'chutz is one violation of karet. The zrikat adam subsumed under shkut echutz. So you have two violations of the karet here. The Dibur of Bikiva. According to Bikiva, you chayiv hala achat. Because he has zrikat adam is under the karet of hala b'chutz. So if that's the case, you only have one violation. Abayama. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayiv Shtayim, Lahochi Palginu Kro. That's why the pasuk in Devarim separates them. The pasuk in Devarim says Sham Taaleh Olatecha and Sham Taaseh Kol Sheanochi Mitzavecha. So there you see the pasuk separates between Asiya and Hela. It creates different categories. One category called Hela and a different category called Asiya. So even though that the Weeboy for Zrikat Adam is found in the category of Hela, nevertheless the Torah in Devarim separates the two and says one is Taaleh, one is Asiya. They're separate entities, and even Rabbi Akiva will agree that you're chayav shtayim. Shechat, zarak, ve'ela. Those all three of them, then you are chayav shtayim. You're chayav two, mimonov shach, no matter whose opinion you follow. According to Rabbi Abau says that it all depends on where you learn it from, then enochanami. According to everyone, you're chayav for the shechita, and you're chayav for the he'ela. So that's two. The zrika is either subsumed under shechita or subsumed under he'ela. Mimonov shach, it's already included, and therefore there's only two kritut. According to Abaye says, wait a minute, you can separate between them. The Allah is separate, the Asiya is separate. Nevertheless, even Abaye agrees that there are only two categories. There's a category of Allah, and there's a category of Asiya. So according to him, there will also only be two violations, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that you have Allah, and would agree by the case of Zrikat Adam that you chayiv twice, one for the Allah, one for the Asiya, you won't be chayiv an additional time for the Shechita, because Shechita and Zrika are subsumed under the same category called Asiya. And there are only two categories, a category of Allah and a category of Asiyah. So Mimon of Shach, no matter whose opinion you follow, you only be Chayav Shtayim if you violate all three of them, which is Shechita, Zrika, and Halah. Right, Tanu Rabbanan. So now we continue to darshan the psukim here in Vayikra Yud Zayin. In Vayikra Yud Zayin it says, and I'll read you the pasuk, it says, Ish mi beit Yisrael she yishchat shor o kesef o eiz ba machane o asher yishchat michutz la machane. So first we have o eiz ba machane, and then afterwards we have asher yishchat michutz la machane. Then the next pasuk begins, Ve'el Bendach Omoed Lo Hevio. He didn't bring it to the Omoed. We have three instances here describing where the Shkut Echutz is done. One is, Asher Yishchat Shor Chesed Oez Ba Machane. That's one. Then one is, Asher Yishchat Mi Chutz La Machane. The third description of where it is Ve'el Bendach Omoed Lo Hevio. Those are the three different descriptions. The Breita is going to first deal with two of them, and then the Gemara will introduce the third. Tanur Banan. The way to read it here is in Mesorot Hashat. Tanur Banan. O Asher Yishchat Mi Chutz La Machane. So Asher Yichot, Yochol, I would have thought Chutz L'Shlosh Machanot. I would have thought when it says Oh, Asher Yishchat Michutz L'Machaneh, what does Chutz L'Machaneh mean? Outside of all three Machanot. Why? Because I would have learned it out from the Parim HaNisrafim. By Parim HaNisrafim, we know that the word Machaneh means Chutz L'Shlosh Machanot. So too over here, it's going to be Chutz L'Shlosh Machanot. And truthfully, it doesn't even have to be a Gzeir Shava. It could just be a Giloy Milta. We found everywhere else when it says Chutz L'Machaneh, it means Chutz L'Shlosh Machanot. So too over here, when it says Chutz L'Machaneh, we're going to assume it means Chutz L'Shlosh Machanot. Yes, so that taught us, that's the Gilui Milsa, now that whenever it says Ki Chutz L'Machane, it means, as the Tosfos is saying, once we have the Limud to teach us that Chutz L'Machane means Chutz L'Shlosh Machanot, then the definition of the word Chutz L'Machane becomes Chutz L'Shlosh Machanot. So also over here, you would think that Mechutz L'Machane, the definition of it should be Chutz L'Shlosh Machanot. So Gemara says, you can't say that. This is the Breita. The Breita says, Tamad Omar, O'eiz B'Machane. It says, Ish Ish Mirei Shash Ish Chad Shor Kesev O'eiz B'Machane. Machane over there doesn't mean Chutz L'Machane, but Machane sounds like it's in the machaneh that you can do it. So how do we reconcile between them? So he says, Iba machaneh. If it's mi machaneh, I would have thought, Yachola shochet ola b'darom, yechayav. I would think that ba machaneh means that you just have to be in the wrong location. You can be right there, in the azara, ba machaneh. I would think as long as you don't do it in the right location, you're shkut echut. On ola, which has a demand to be done in the tzafon, and you do it in the darom, maybe that's already shkut echut. Tamal Omar, it says in the pasuk, Esher ishchat, mi chutz la machaneh. Ma the chutz la machaneh miyuchat. What's miyuchad mechutz l'machaneh? Mechutz l'machaneh at the minimum is outside the Azara, at a maximum is outside our Shlosh Machanot. The common denominator between all of those is that no karban could be shechted in those locations. No karban. So I will apply that also to Oez b'machaneh. But machaneh comes to teach me yatzad darom. Even though it's not ra'oi v'shechitat kodshim, ra'oi v'shechitat kodshim kalim. Still it is a good location for kodshim kalim, and therefore it's not considered or classified as shchutei chutz. So what we have from the Breita until this point is, we would have thought that you should have to do it mechutz l'machaneh to be shchutei chutz, you have to be outside of all three machanot. We have a oiz b'machaneh to teach you, no. That it doesn't have to be outside three machanot, it just has to be outside the machaneh. How far out? Well, b'machaneh sounds like even in the azara. That we learn now from chutz. Chutz b'machaneh teaches us it has to be at a position or a point where it's chutz l'azara, but it has to be a point where it's not kosher for any shchita of a korban whatsoever. So that is at a minimum chutz l'machaneh azara, outside of the Azara. But we would have thought maybe you have to go all the way out to Shlosh Machanot. No, so the balance between these two limudim out of the pasuk is one teaches me you don't have to go as far as three machanot. The other one teaches me that it can't be as close in as the darom for an olah. So that balance between them comes to teach us that anything outside the Azara is classified as shchutei chutz. Ula extrapolates from this breita. Amar Ula, Ashochet al gagosh al eichal, someone who shechs on the roof of the eichal, chayav. Ho vein ro'i l'shchitat kol zevach. We just learned from the limud in our psukim, any location that is not ro'i for shchitat of a zevach, if it's not ro'i at all for shchitat of zevach, then you're chayav. So I found a location now that's inside the azara, but still not ro'i the shchitat. That's the roof of the eichal. Standing up on top of the kodesh, the kodesh hakodoshim, you do shchitat there, it's not ro'i the shchitat. So that means that it should be classified as shchutei chutz over there. Matkif la Rava. On that extrapolation, Rava asks, Im kein nichtov kra michutz l'machaneh. If that's the case, let the pasuk write michutz l'machaneh. Velo boy, and you don't need vel petach omoed. What is the need for the next pasuk? This is where Rava introduces the third issue, which is as vel petach omoed lo hevio. What does it mean, el petach omoed lo hevio? The implications from that, el petach omoed normally, what does that come to teach me? Lav le'mute gagot. Doesn't it come to exclude a case of where you do the shechita on the gaga heichal? Why does it exclude that? Because what is the meaning of El Petach Omoed Lo Ivio? The implications is that it didn't come to the Omoed Petach Omoed Kolshu. Well, what's Kolshu to come to Petach Omoed? It means anywhere in the Azara. So that's what Rava says. Rava's limud is El Petach Omoed Lo Ivio teaches you that anywhere in the Azara is Mufka from Shchutei Chutz, even if it's not Ra'ui L'Shchita, even though it's the Gaga Yechal. That's what it teaches you. So Gemara says, okay, wait a minute, Rava, that's a very nice limud. But the Rava Im Kein Yichtov El Petach Omoed, all you need, according to Rava, all you need is El Petach Omoed Lo Ivio. From Rava, you can learn every din out. Number one is that if you're anywhere in the Azara, patur. Next din, where are you chayav shchutei chutz? Anywhere outside the Azara. Well, that's already, you learned that from El Petach Lo Ivio, which means you didn't bring it to the Petach Omeid. Where's Petach Omeid? The Azara. You don't bring it to the Azara, you're chayav. I'm done. Then why do I need the other two limudim from before that the Breita brought? What do I do with Oez b'machaneh? And what do I do with Oez sherishchad mechutz l'machaneh? According to Rava, they're not necessary whatsoever. So that's what the Gemara says. Rava, im kein yichtov El Petach Omeid, b'machaneh. And mechutz l'machaneh lamali, what do I need the other two limudim for? Lavli tuye gago. Isn't one of them coming to include gag? To say, no, you're not right, Rava. Avedah homein doesn't mean anything in the Azara. It means, yes, bring it to the Azara, but one of the other psukim will be merabeh, that b'machaneh means it literally has to be able to be done or a place where there is kosher, the shchitat, zvachim, in order to be classified as omalei. Anything out of that location will be shchutei chutz. So Gemara says, no. I'm Rav Mari, no. Le tuye, it comes to include an unusual case where kula bifne. bifnim, the behema is entirely bifnim, the tzavara b'chutz, and its neck is on the outside. So here you do a shechita on an animal, the behema itself is inside the azara, but its neck is outside the azara. So when I classify that, that'll be a case of shechutei chutz. Where it says, tzavara b'chutz pshita. What's the question? If its neck's on the outside, what's the restriction here? What's the iser? The iser is shechutei chutz. You're doing shechita b'chutz. Why is there a question here? Amai kapid rachmano, ashechita. The Torah says, don't do shechita b'chutz. B'shechita b'chutzi. And you're doing shechita outside. So that can't be what it's coming to include. That's obvious. This is the case it comes to include. Kula b'chutz. The entire behemah is outside. V'tzavara b'fnim. And its neck is on the inside. So that's what it comes. That's a case. That case of where the neck's on the inside. That's included to be classified as shechutei chutz. Since the behemah is outside. Even though the tzavara is b'fnim, nevertheless it's classified as being shechutei chutz. So now, if we take the, here, I laid it out for you in the chart here, but here, we take the braita. The braita by itself tells us that we need michutz lamachaneh, and we need b'machaneh, to teach me the din that it's not outside the shlosh machanot, but it's also not inside the azara. It has to be a location that is not good for shechita whatsoever, but it doesn't have to be as far out as the shlosh machanot. That's the balance that we struck between those two psukim. Along comes Ula and says, I can extrapolate from that shchukei agogot shaleichal is chayam, because that's a place that is not ra'oi for shechita whatsoever. Now, what does he do, which we never address in the Gemara, what does he do with a petach omoy lo yivyon? What does Ula do with that pasuk? So Rashi tells us here that he dashes that pasuk haro'oi the petach omoy chayvin alav b'chutz. So that only something that is ra'oi for petach omoy are you chayav b'chutz yatzo parat chatat v'kodshei bedek abayit parat chatat and the kodshei bedek abayit which are not ra'oi for petach omoy the parat duma which is done outside and the kodshei bedek abayit which obviously are not ra'oi the petach omoy since neither are ra'oi the petach omoy there's no problem of shechutei chutz by those. So now Rava, what does Rava do? Rava uses the pasuk of El Petach Omoed to teach you that if you are doing on the gag Eichal, you are patur. Well, if you're patur on the gag of the Eichal, then what does he do with the machaneh and chutz la machaneh? So with the word ba machaneh, always ba machaneh, he learns out the tuye kulo b'chutz. It's a rabifnim, a case where the animal's on the outside and the neck is on the inside. There you're chayav for shechutei chutz. Well, if that's what it comes to be lituye, then what does he do with michutz lamachaneh? So there Rashi tells us, and Tosfos as well, tells us that he comes to teach us to not extrapolate. What would you have extrapolated now? You would have extrapolated and said, wait, when I do it when the behemah is outside, and his neck is on the inside, I'm chayav, then maybe I should be chayav when I do it in the darom and not the tzafon. We see here that if you're at a place, that makes you chayav. So maybe being out of place in the Roman Tzafon. So that's what Michutz Lamachaneh comes to know. Don't say that. So that's how Rav is going to learn. Rav is going to learn. Michutz Lamachaneh tells me that even though sometimes when you have the neck inside and the beim on the outside, that's classified as being Michutz, but the Roman Tzafon, that's not classified as being Bichutz. From B'machaneh, he learns out about the case of the animal B'chutz, Sarab Bifnim. From El Petach Omoed, he learns out that anything that's in the Azara, you are not Chayav for, and that includes the Gagoshel Heichal, you will be Patur. Because since we learn out Michutz, Do'olah B'Darom Patur, Shema Minah, El Petach Omoed, Lo Akaderech Havato Kapid. It's not Makpid on the way you bring it in, El Ava Koldehu. As long as you bring it whatsoever in, that should be enough. V'ashay Kulo L'toch Chalal Azara. As long as the entirety of the Behema is inside the Chalal of the Azara, then you'll be patur for shechutei chutz in that instance. As long as the entirety of the behemah is there, even though it's not a real place that's roi the shechita, means el petach omoed. As long as you're in the place where the omoed, petach omoed is found, then you're okay. Alright, so that's the difference between Ula and Rava. Those that way, Ula learns all the limudim, and the way Rava learns each of the limudim. Again, I sent that, there's a chart here for you that lays out the limudim according to each of them. So now the Gemara here is going to deal with a sugya. It's really a derivative of a sugya back on Daf Samach. And therefore, the Testoso says, I explained this all back on Daf Samach. I'm not going to do anything over here. But that is Itmar. Hamaleh b'zman hazeh. Summer is maleh b'chutz today. Dushita b'chutz today. What's the din? Yochanan mar chayav or Chizuk mar patur. Rav Yochanan mar chayav kedusha rishon kitchel shaita v'kitchel tidavo. The kedusha that mikdash after the first mikdash was permanent. Since that kedusha is permanent, that means that the isra b'mot is also permanent. And therefore, you're in violation of El Petach Omoed Lo Hivio, and you're chayav for shechutei chutz. Rechash Amar Patur, Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita, Velo Kitcha L'Atid Lavo. When it comes to the Kedusha of the Mikdash, it was a temporary Kedusha. It was not a Kadosh for a permanent time. That means that when you had the Mikdash around, there's a violation of Petach Omoed Lo Hivio. When you don't have a Mikdash, you're not in violation of a Petach Omoed Lo Hivio. So, Neima B'Plukta De Rabbi Eliezer V'Rabbi Yoshua Kamiflegei. Let us say that they're arguing in the Machlok, it's a Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yeshua, Jazi Yasugya in the Megillah, it's also brought down in Shavuot as well, but it's an and, Rebbe Mishnah. I'm Rebbe Elazar. Kshiyu bonim beichal, hayu osim klayim beichal, klayim bazarot. In the time of Ezra, when they returned from the Golah and they were building the Mikdash, they put up curtains. Well, why did they put up curtains? They put up curtains because, what would you think? The Mikdash is not a Mikdash without curtains. You need rooms, you need Eichal, you need all the positions in order to be the Kedusha of Mikdash. So in order to have Kedusha of the Mikdash, to be Makrib Karbanot, they put up claim temporarily, they put up curtains in place of the walls. But then when they built, Elish Eichal Bonim Bachutz, Eichal, they put the curtains on the inside, and the wall was built outside the curtain. So they wouldn't be Nehneh, they wouldn't be going to the Kodesh and the Kodesh of Kedushim. Uba Zarah, the other way around. The Zarah, the curtains were on the outside, and they built the walls inside of the curtains. Because there's no violation. You're allowed to be in the Azara. You're allowed to be in the Azara, so then you work on the inside. You make the Klayim to be the furthest location out of where the Azara is. You're trying to incorporate the Azara. By the Kodesh, you're not allowed to be in the Kodesh, so you minimize the space of Kodesh, and you build the walls on the outside, so they don't have to enter the Kodesh or go to the Kashlim in order to build the walls. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Shema shayu makrivim afu pishen bayit. I heard you can be in Karbanot, even though there's no Beit HaMikdash. V'ochlim kodshi kodeshim, afo pishein klayim. And you can eat kodshi kodeshim even though there are no walls, no curtains, there's no azara, just in the location of the azara. Kodshim kalim emaisu sheni afo pishein choma. And you can eat kodshi kalim emaisu sheni in Yerushalayim, even though there's no wall around Yerushalayim. Mipnei ishi kedusha rishon l'kitsha l'shaita v'kitsha l'atei lavo. The answer why? Because the kedusha of the Mikdash, kedusha of Yerushalayim was permanent. And since it was permanent, that means that even when they're not there, their kedusha still exists. And it's the kedusha that determines what the location is, not the walls. It's all about the Kedusha of the Makom. If you don't have Kedusha of the Makom, then you need the walls to define where the Kedusha is, and you have to re-sanctify the area. That's what they did in the time of Ezra. They put up the claim and they re-sanctified with the process that's laid out in the Gemara and the Mishnah and Shavuot. But if you believe that Kedusha is permanent, then you don't need anything. The Kedusha stays there and is always there. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. I hear that all of these things can be done because the Kedusha was permanent. I don't need anything to be rebuilt in order to perform any of these items. Here, the Gemara doesn't necessarily separate between Mikdash and Yerushalayim. You're talking about Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, that might be different. That's where we had the Machlokes Rishonim, we did back on Daf Samuch. Should just be aware of it, right? I sent out the Makoros, then what we did on Daf Samuch was a major Machlokes Rishonim about what is the din with regards to the Kedusha Rishona. The Rambam has the unusual position that Kedusha Rishona is Kedusha L'Atid Lavo only with Mikdash and Yerushalayim. With regards to Eretz Yisrael, that was not the case, but only Kedusha Shnia. Kedusha Shnia of Ezra was the permanent Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, the only things that have Kedusha today of Eretz Yisrael in terms of Chiyuvim are those that were done in time of Ezra, the Olei Bavel, not Yoshua. Yoshua had a much greater era, which they came up to, versus the Olei Bavel. On the other hand, the Raavad there are disagrees with them. Tosafot also disagrees with them. And Tosafot's basic point is that it's unfathomable that you could have the Mikdash and Yerushalayim be Kadosh, and not Eretz Yisrael be Kadosh. How could that be? How could it be that Eretz Yisrael doesn't have any Kedusha, and the Mikdash and Yerushalayim is not Kadosh? The Rambam claims it's because Shechina Shruya Shama. Once the Shechina came to Yerushalayim, it never left. That it's always permanently there. And that's what generates the Kedusha. So the Shechina generated the Kedusha. That remains, and that's always there. And that's why Yerushalayim and the Mikdash are always Kadosh Le'atid Lavo. Whereas by Eretz Yisrael, and this is the Rav speaks about this in Ala Tshuva, he brings down the Chiluk between them. Yoshua imbued Kedusha into Eretz Yisrael through Kibush, through the conquering of Eretz Yisrael. That means once the people were sent out, or once there was a new conqueror, that Kedusha went away. On the other hand, when Ezra came up, how did he imbue Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael? It wasn't through Kibush, they didn't conquer it, it was through Chazakah. And Chazakah always remains. You can't eliminate Chazakah. That Chazakah remains permanent. And Rav Salich Beitchik explains that the Chazakah by Ezra worked through the Kedusha of Yerushalayim being the first Kedusha, and then expanding outward to include other parts of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Kedushat HaAretz emanated from the Kedushat Yerushalayim and the Kedushat HaShechinah, which is never nitbatel. So just like in the first place, Yerushalayim never lost its Kedusha because of the Shechinah, with the settling of the land in the time of Ezra, the second time the Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael and imbued it with Kedusha, there also the Aretz got its Kedusha from the Shechinah, instead of in the time of Yoshua, where the Kibush came first, and then only afterwards was the Kedushat Yerushalayim put in place. So that's why the Kibush in the time of Yoshua was nullified, whereas the Chazakah established in the time of Ezra, which emanates and is imbued with the Kedusha of Yerushalayim remained permanent. And that's why, according to the Rambam, from the Kedusha Rishona for Yerushalayim was permanent, and the Kedusha Shnia by the Aretz was then permanent because it gained its Kedusha from the Shechina in Yerushalayim. And that's where the Rav Soloveitchik explains the Rambam, this difference between the Shechina, Machane Shechina, or the Mikdash, which is permanent, and Eretz Yisrael, which only became permanent after the time of Ezra. Tosafot, on the other hand, believes the other way around, that the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael could be Kidsha La'atid Lavo in the Kedusha Rishona, whereas Kedusha Mikdash might not be Kidsha La'atid Lavo. And he has exact opposite in the Ravid as well, learn in the opposite direction. So you just know amongst the Rishonim, and has major nafkaminas. According to the Ravid, you can walk on to Har Habayit today. According to the Ravid, you walk on Har Habayit, there's no Chiyuv Karet anymore, there was no Kedusha, permanent Kedusha here. According to the Rambam, you walk into Har Habayit, and you're Tamei, you could be Chayav Karet. So there's major nafkamina between them about exactly how we view them. The other nafkamina is, again, in Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. What is the expanse of Kedushat Eretz Yisrael? That is only determined by Olei Bavel in the time of Ezra, or is Kedushat Eretz Yisrael determined by the Kibush Yoshua, which is a much bigger expanse? So both of these will be major nafkaminut and have practical halachic implications today. Right, so now the Gemara says, La Michlal, from Rabbi Yeshua's statement that Kedushat Rishona Kidsha Lashat Kidsha Latedubo, La Michlal, the Rabbi Elezer Savar Lo Kidsha, his Baal Machloket there, which is Rabbi Elezer, says that they were doing it with the curtains, sounds like he disagrees and he thinks that there's no Kedusha. So Amar Le Ravina, the Ravash Mimai, how do you know that's true? Dilma de Kuliyama, maybe everybody holds Kedusha Rishona Kidsha Lashat Kidsha Latedubo. Everybody agrees that the Kedusha is permanent in Yerushalayim. Omar my Dishmele Kamar, Mam Dishmele Kamar. They're each saying over what they heard from the Rebbeim. They're not arguing, they're just stating facts. Ah, if that's the case, V'chitei Maklaim, the Rabbi Elezer, Lamali. Then according to Rabbi Elezer, why do you need the curtains? If the Kedusha Rishona was Kedusha Latidavo, you don't need the curtains to make it Kadosh. You don't have to rebuild the Mikdash in order to be Kadosh. You just have to go to the location of those places, the placement of the Azara, the placement of the Mizbech, and do it there. So what is that? It's Niyuta Ba'alma. It's just inappropriate. It's Niyuta, that you don't want to have them being Makriv Karbonot on the inside. It's just inappropriate. We had that before in the Gemara, if you remember, when it had to deal with the height of the Mizbech HaChitzon, the Gemara spoke about the Mizbech HaChitzon and the height of the Klaim around the Mishkan. And it says over there that the people could see the Klaim doing the Avoda on the outside. And that wasn't proper Tzniut. The Tzniut should be that the Avoda that's done Bifnim is all done B'Tzniuta. So over here, it's an Indian of Tzniuta, it's not an Indian of Kedusha. He agrees that the Kedusha didn't need the Klaim to do the Avoda. But the proper behavior, the proper Tzniut is to have it enclosed with curtains, that the Avoda is done inside the Mikdash, not just open to everyone. Therefore, you can't necessarily assign the Machlokes between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer to Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are clearly arguing about Kedusha Rishona, if it was Kadosh permanently or not. But Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, it's not clear that they do that. Maybe that everybody agrees that Kedusha Rishona Kidsha and Kidsha Latid Lavo. It's permanent Kedusha and not that that is their Machloket. Again, we'll see later on in the Gemara that you could distinguish between the two. That's not necessarily true, because the underlying assumption here is that if Kedusha wasn't permanent, then Bamot are Mutarot. That doesn't necessarily have to be true. You could have it be that even though the Kedusha of Yerushalayim was not permanent, nevertheless, Bamot were Asurot, because it says, Adjavo, until you come to Menucha Ve'al Nachala. Until you come to Menucha Ve'al Nachala, one is Shiloh, one is Mikdash. We're going to see that in the Gemara coming up on, I think, Kuf Yud Aleph. We're going to see that the Gemara darshins that the Isra Bamot, once Yerushalayim is built, the Isra Bamot takes effect, and it's permanent. So it might be that even if Kedusha Yerushalayim is not permanent, that the Isra Bamot could be permanent. So you could separate between, but we hear the Gemara words them as correlated. Gemara says, if you don't have Kedusha, then you have no Isra Bamot. If you have Kedusha, then you do have Isra Bamot. All right, we'll just quickly do this last piece here. It's Idmar. Amale, Veimbo, Kazayit, Ve'etzem HaShem Lo Kazayit. You have your Male Bachutz, it doesn't have a Kazayit. But you have a bone that makes it up into a gezayit. So the bone is not something that should go on the mizbeach. The flesh, the basar, is something that should end up on the mizbeach. So here you're male, you need a gezayit to be chayav. So now a gezayit to be chayav, you don't have enough basar to make a gezayit, but the etzim together with the basar makes it into a gezayit. Yochanan amar chayav, lekishal kishamar patur. Rav Yochanan amar chayav, chiburei olim ke olim dami. Rabbi Yochanan says that anything that is mechubar is attached to something that ends up in the mizbeach, becomes a part of it, becomes a part and parcel of it. So over here, where the bone is attached to the basar is attached to the bone, therefore the bone becomes part and parcel of the kazait that's there. Rish Lagish, Amar Patur, Chiburei Olim, Lav Ki Olim Dami, Sibai Rava, Amale Rosh Ben Yonash, Embo Kazait. Person who puts a rosh of a ben yonah, a rosh of a bird that doesn't have a kazait, umelach mashlemolo kazait mau. And then salt. The salt, the requirement for salt, every korban requires salt. So the piece of salt is mashlima to like a zayit. What's the din? This is exactly the machlok. So we just saw in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Can you be mashlim? Something that ends up in his mea, can it be mashlim, the other item? Here you have the salt being mashlim, the head of the bird. Over there you had the etzim being mashlim, the basar. So it should be the same machlok as Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is that Tibayil Rabbi Yochanan and Tibayil Reish Lakish? Rabbi Ashi says back to no. It's a question according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's a question according to Rabbi Shlakish. The Rabbi Yochanan adkan lo kamar Rabbi Yochanan hot amela etzim demino da basaro. Rabbi Yochanan only agreed that the etzim is like the basar because they're a single unit. They come together. That's the package they come in. Therefore, they're considered a single unit when it comes to the kazayit that you need on the mizbech. Aval melach the labmino lemelach, which is a foreign introduction here. It's not part of the head. It must be placed on the head, but it's not a part of it. Maybe even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that these are considered to be two separate entities. Melach the labminahu bar yona hu lo. And since the melach is not a part and parcel of the yona, then there you would not say it. To buy the reish lakish, you have a question going reish lakish. Adkan lo kamar reish lakish hotam ela de'i parish mina lab mitzvah lasuke. If the bone separated from the basar, there's no obligation to put the bone on the mizbeach. Only the basar has to go on the mizbeach. And that's why he says it's not chibur. Aval hocha de'i parish mitzvah, that if the salt separates from the head, you have to re-salt it. You need to have the salt on it to put on the mizbeach. Lasuke, to put it up on the mizbeach. Lo, maybe over here you would say it is a chibur. Since there's a demand to place it on the mizbeach, that is mechaber, the two of them. Odom aloshno, maybe makes no difference, teiku. Here the Gemara leaves this question as a teiku, even though we know the pins of Reish Lakish and Yochanan by Malev Achut of a Kazayit that's Mishlam, a Dayetzim, nevertheless, that we cannot extrapolate from that to understand their positions by a Ben Yonah, which has a head that has a piece of salt that's Mashlim al the Kazayit. From there, we don't know by Malev Achut if he be Chayav or not, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay, we'll stop over here.